Task 3. Extracts. Listen to 6 extracts from different radio programs and match each extract, 1 to 6, with one of the statements below, BI. There are 2 extra statements you do not need to use. Extract 0 is an example, and you will only hear it once. You will listen to each extract twice. You will have 30 seconds to consider your answers before listening to the recording for a second time, and 30 seconds at the end. Now you have 1 minute to read the statements. Example.
We found from all the people that we surveyed that only slightly more than half of them actually met up with someone. So it doesn't look like a lot of people are using it to meet up, but it makes sense because we also looked at why they were using a dating app. And the most popular and most common motives were using it out of curiosity and using it to pastime or entertainment. So they're not actively using these dating apps to meet people. Like swiping with friends is something that happens fairly often, especially among millennials.
Extract 1.
And with the rise of social media and social networks in the early 2000s, the web was completely changed to a place where now the vast majority of content we interact with is put up by average users, either in YouTube videos or blog posts or product reviews or social media postings. And it's also become a much more interactive place where people are interacting with others, they're commenting, they're sharing, they're not just reading.
Extract 2.
Former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger, who is white, has been found guilty of murdering her upstairs neighbor, 26-year-old Botham Jean. Geiger was off duty. She mistakenly entered Jean's apartment, thinking it was her own. She said she shot Jean, who is black, fearing he was a burglar. The case has drawn national attention because of its themes of race and police accountability.
Extract 3.
And was asked whether there was much difference between millennials and Generation Z. Does she think they are the same or different?
Most people view Generation Z as mini millennials, and that's because there is an obsession with the word millennial. Our research shows that Gen Z are different and that they have their own set of values and preferences which consumer brands need to cater for. Our research found that Gen Z are tech innate, hyper-informed consumers and extremely savvy. This hyper-connected world that we live in today is a new norm for them.
Extract 4.
In 1930, Alfred Rouse faked his own death. He hit a man over the head and put him in a car which he then set alight in Hardingston, a small town in Northamptonshire, UK. Rouse then fled to Wales, but his crime was discovered and he was convicted of murder and hanged. But if Rouse did not die in the burning car, who was the victim?
Extract 5.
A would-be robber was arrested after asking staff for tips on how to rob their bank. The robber had tried to rob the bank 3 times before, but had failed on every occasion. He reportedly asked the bank cashier, "Do you have any ideas on how to rob a bank?" Police arrested the 62-year-old unemployed man for illegally carrying a weapon into the bank.
Extract 6.
I think the happiest age to be is when you're a teenager. You have very few responsibilities. It's all fun and games. And personally, I think it's one of my favorite times because I used to remember going over friends' house, having slumber parties. It was when things were just very laid back. I had a lot of fun, a lot of parties. You learn how to drive. And you can go wild in a safe way. And especially like when I was a teenager and you go after the quarterback, that was like the very happy time of my life.
Now, listen again. Extract 1.
And with the rise of social media and social networks in the early 2000s, the web was completely changed to a place where now the vast majority of content we interact with is put up by average users, either in YouTube videos or blog posts or product reviews or social media postings. And it's also become a much more interactive place where people are interacting with others, they're commenting, they're sharing, they're not just reading.
Extract 2.
Former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger, who is white, has been found guilty of murdering her upstairs neighbor, 26-year-old Botham Jean. Geiger was off duty. She mistakenly entered Jean's apartment thinking it was her own. She said she shot Jean, who is black, fearing he was a burglar. The case has drawn national attention because of its themes of race and police accountability.
Extract 3.
And was asked whether there was much difference between millennials and Generation Z. Does she think they are the same or different?
Most people view Generation Z as mini millennials, and that's because there is an obsession with the word millennial. Our research shows that Gen Z are different and that they have their own set of values and preferences which consumer brands need to cater for. Our research found that Gen Z are tech innate, hyper-informed consumers and extremely savvy. This hyper-connected world that we live in today is a new norm for them.
Extract 4.
In 1930, Alfred Rouse faked his own death. He hit a man over the head and put him in a car which he then set alight in Hardingston, a small town in Northamptonshire, UK. Rouse then fled to Wales, but his crime was discovered and he was convicted of murder and hanged. But if Rouse did not die in the burning car, who was the victim?
Extract 5.
A would-be robber was arrested after asking staff for tips on how to rob their bank. The robber had tried to rob the bank 3 times before, but had failed on every occasion. He reportedly asked the bank cashier, "Do you have any ideas on how to rob a bank?" Police arrested the 62-year-old unemployed man for illegally carrying a weapon into the bank.
Extract 6.
I think the happiest age to be is when you're a teenager. You have very few responsibilities. It's all fun and games. And personally, I think it's one of my favorite times because I used to remember going over friends' house, having slumber parties. It was when things were just very laid back. I had a lot of fun, a lot of parties. You learn how to drive and you can go wild in a safe way. And especially like when I was a teenager and you go after the quarterback, that was like the very happy time of my life.
This is the end of listening 3.